Well, good morning. Once again, Merry Christmas. I'm going to say that with a smile all the time. I was reminded. You know, so I said it without much of a smile to somebody, and I was reminded that I had preached it. So we preachers have to practice what we preach up here. Our scripture text for this Christmas day is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55. In verse 6, Isaiah 55 and verse 6, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Now our text is timeless, and its commands are for all people everywhere, even at Christmas, especially at Christmas. There were certain men, magi, immortalized as wise men, because they did exactly what God had commanded through his prophet Isaiah, as we have it written in our text. These students of prophecy had read in God's law, "A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall arise out of Israel." And so they simply followed the star, for Shiloh had come. Consider how these wise men obeyed the first injunction: seek the Lord while he may be found. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." And when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel.'" So they sought the Lord while he may be found. Then they proceeded to obey the second injunction in our text: call upon him while he is near. So they literally came calling upon the Christ child in obedience to the word. And then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." And when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their country another way. And so they did as it is written: seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. And as much as the Magi did well, Herod did evil. He had designs to kill the spirit of Christmas, who gives life. Herod was an unwitting part of the devil's long-standing plan to destroy and to divert. Today, the same thing persists in the substitution of myth in place of truth. Friends, seek the Lord while he may be found. We must do this in the light, in the land of the living. To seek the Lord is spiritual work indeed. The work of laying down our agenda, resetting our priorities, in humbling ourselves, admitting to yourself before God that without Jesus, you can do nothing. Amen. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Do not procrastinate. Do not sleep today until your peace with God is fulfilled. For if you procrastinate today, we have a procrastinators meeting tomorrow, and that's probably going to be moved out again, we think. Better to bring your burdens of soul to he who came lowly in a manger while it is near. Do not think to yourself that you can find Jesus at a time to be determined. For the Lord determines times and seasons. There is a place. Picture a dark underground tunnel. And in it, a man, Dewis by name, running to and fro, trying to outrun the flames. In the land above, he was clothed in fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. But he had never sought the Lord in the land of the living. The miracle of Christmas was not enough. And if one cannot accept a babe, how then can one be persuaded, though one rise from the dead? Jesus is to be found and believed upon in the land of the living where today you are. So then, friends, call upon him while he is near. Near he is in deity at all places, all at once, in this assembly and in every other assembly that gathers together this Christmas morn to proclaim his name, his coming, the birth of a Savior. At certain times, thoughts of Jesus Christ, his person, is so near as to be unavoidable. Christmas is above all the time of year when this is certainly so. From the very name of the holiday that bears his name to the nativity scenes throughout the town, here in this church, and I hope in a special place in your home and in your heart. Many of us have enjoyed the tale of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. But I tell you a story that never gets old. It is too seldom told. The record of the birth of Jesus Christ, Lord God and Savior, as it comes to us from the pages of the Holy Bible. And God's people never get tired of hearing it. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house in the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." How many times do we read in the Holy Scriptures, "Fear not"? If you are a worshiper of the true and living God, of the Jews and Gentiles alike, fear not. If you are not among that number, holy fear will do you a great bit of good. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ to the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And so we shall consider the old Christmas classic after this manner. 'Tis the day of this Christmas, and here in God's house, we remember Joseph and Mary, his spouse, going to Bethlehem, the Bible makes clear, knowing the Christ child will soon be born there. The townsmen were nestled all snug in their beds, while great things of God were in holy heads. The shepherds were there, one sheep on each lap. Awake and alert, they watch and not nap. When out in the field there arose such a clatter, they sprang to their feet to see what was the matter, and saw such a sight they would later rehash. An angel appeared, and light like a flash. It was given these men a great truth to know, that God from above came to men below. When what to their wondering eyes did appear, good tidings proclaimed of peace and not fear. The shepherds went to the stable so quick to see Jesus Christ and not Saint Nick. To the babe in the trough they worshipfully came to see Jesus, God with us, Emmanuel's his name. Come seek the Lord while he may be found. Do not delay, lest you not be around. Call upon him while he is near, for the day is at hand, for Christmas is here. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this appointed day where we can have the liberty to come out and to celebrate it. Unto you, Lord God. We thank you that 2,000 years ago you sent your Son into the world to be born of the Virgin, born as a babe, to live a sinless life, and to accomplish his work for our salvation. Dying to pay the penalty for sin, for our sin, for he himself was without sin. And we thank you that he rose again. Lord, may holy heads and holy hearts be filled with the joy that we celebrate this day. And if there are any who are among us or in my hearing who desire to have that joy and have that peace on this day, that they might find it. Lord God, we ask for your hand, your spirit, your special blessing to be upon those who might be grieving this Christmas, who might have an empty seat at the table, Well, because of family troubles or divisions, may not get to see that loved one at all or as much as they might wish, perhaps even for geography. But Lord God, we pray that you will operate in those situations, that you'll do your work, and that you'll hear every prayer sent up to your throne that is set out of a heart and a spirit of truth and sincerity. Lord God, keep us on that path with short accounts with you, Lord God, that we might enjoy your presence here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.